Copper Kingdom by Iris Gower.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
To Tudor and our family with love. Copper Kingdom, Chapter 1. The sounds, repetitive and ominous, echoed through the squat, whitewashed cottage, reverberating from the sparsely furnished parlour and along the cold, flagged passageway. Hammer upon nail, pausing and continuing, penetrating the thick, dry stone walls to the kitchen, where the scrubbed table gleamed like raw bones in the shaft of winter light probing the dusty glass of the single window. The rhythm, like a pulse gone awry, brought father and daughter together in an unexpected slant of January sun that washed over the cobbled yard at the rear of the building. The two stood as though frozen in a moment of heavy stillness, eyes refusing to meet over the stark shape of the coffin that stood between them. Both were dark and vital, but David Llewellyn was a bull of a man, and everything about him was large, from the breadth of his shoulders beneath the leonine head to the hands that wielded the hammer with more strength than skill. As he crouched now over his task, his thighs bulged hugely beneath the coarse flannel of his trousers. His entire body seemed coiled like a spring. There was a tension in him, and a deep sadness that was reflected in the lines around his mouth. Mally had her father's darkness.